This is Nathan C. Johnson, Bible teacher. Today we are considering the word regarding honor your father and mother. We've been going through what is commonly called the Ten Commandments and considering them in order and what the ten terms of this covenant that God was making with Israel really were all about. Now in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, the fifth commandment is this, where God says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Now God here proclaims his will for his people, and he declares that he wants them to honor their father and their mother. And, well, I think that was his will for Israel. I think that's his will for us today, that God's people should honor their father and their mother, their parents. This is repeated in Deuteronomy 5, verse 16, where he says, "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you." So there's a promise connected with this, and that is that as they honor their father and mother, their days will be long, and they'll be well with them in the land that they were receiving from God. Now, God gave other commands, expanding on this and explaining this, throughout the law. In the very next chapter in Exodus, Exodus chapter 21, and in verse 15, he gave this command about one who dishonors his father and mother. He said, "And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." And then in verse 17, he says, "And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." So this was a serious command, and as we've talked about before, many of these Ten Commandments, eight of the Ten Commandments, the penalty for breaking them was death. And that was certainly true of this one as well. To strike father or mother, or to curse father to mother or mother meant death. Capital punishment was the punishment for doing this to your father or your mother. So this is something that God took very, very seriously, the need for honoring parents, the command to honor parents. Now in Leviticus chapter 19, God commands this again. He repeats this when he says, in Leviticus 19:3, "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." So he ties these two together, the honoring of father and mother and the Sabbath keeping. And of course, they're back to back in the opposite order, as we read them in the Ten Commandments. But he wants them to revere or to respect their father and mother. We live in a day when respect is not very popular, when respect is not something very many people do. They just don't have respect for others. And we just don't live in a society that respects other people. And yet, God demands respect of parents, respect of mothers and fathers. And every godly child should take this to heart, that we need to respect our parents. In the next chapter, Leviticus chapter 20, God goes on and says, "For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him." So again, this is something God took very seriously, the idea of dishonoring or even of cursing your father or your mother, that this was something that resulted in death. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16 has the same command once again. He says, "Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say amen." So this was part of the blessings and the curses they were to pronounce from the two mountains once they got to the land. And one of the things, the curses they pronounced was, "Cursed was anyone who treats his father or mother with contempt." Now, Proverbs, the book that gives us much wisdom, literature, in regard to the things of God, Proverbs has several things to say about the honoring of father and of mother. First of all, in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20, it says, "My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother." So this commandment that is given for the wise to take to heart and consider is a commandment for the son to keep his father's command and the law, the rule of his mother. Don't forsake that. Proverbs 10, verse 1 is a proverb of Solomon where he says, "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother." And this talks about how wisdom in children can either be a source of gladness or a source of grief to parents. And ultimately, one of the great ways that we can honor our father and our mother is by being wise children, by being children that would make them proud, that would make them glad, by showing true wisdom. And of course, true wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 15 and verse 20 also has wisdom to say regarding children and their parents. And it's basically the same idea, where it says, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. So again, the wise son makes his father glad, but it says one who despises his mother is a foolish man. And remember, in Proverbs, the idea of a fool is not what we would think of someone as someone who is mentally lacking. But in Proverbs, the fool is more one who's morally lacking. So he says, basically, someone who's immoral, a morally lacking man, yeah, he just despises his mother. His mother is his mother's teachings. And often, of course, this immorality has to do with sexual immorality. He despises his mother's sex because he's just using women for his own pleasure, for his own gain. Now, if we go on to Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 26, it has more to say, where he says, he who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. It seems a very obvious statement, doesn't it? And yet, certainly, we shouldn't be the type of children who mistreat our father or who chase away our mother, who just reject our parents. That's not the kind of son that God would want his children, or daughter that God would want his children to be. Now, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 20. Proverbs 20, verse 20. Says, whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Again, this is I think, a threat toward death, but maybe even toward final death, that one who would not honor his parents, who would curse his father or his mother, that's the type of person who would die the second death. So this may be speaking even beyond this life to God's judgment, that one of the things that God might judge people as unworthy of life is that they curse their father or their mother. Again, God takes this respect for parents very seriously. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 has more advice for children regarding their parents. It says, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. And certainly wise children respect the advice of their parents. Now, of course, we must weigh all things against the word of God, and if our parents are giving us ungodly advice, God's word and God's way must win out. But often our father and our mother, they are older than us, they have more experience in life than us, and we should listen to them. Listen to what they have to say. It doesn't mean we have to always do what they say, but certainly respect their advice. And then don't despise your mother when she is old. Of course, in their society, men would often marry younger women, so this more likely the idea is that she's a widow at this point, and her husband's probably dead. You could just kind of despise her. You know, she's old. She can't get around very well anymore. She's not much good at doing housework or anything. Might not look at her as being valuable anymore, but this says don't look at her that way. Don't despise her when she's old and her husband's gone. Don't think of her that way. She's your mother. You respect her whether she's old or not. Now, Proverbs 28 and verse 24 speaks again of parents, and it says, whoever robs his father or his mother and says, it is no transgression, the same is companion to a destroyer. How sad it is when children steal from their parents. It seems they almost have this idea that, oh, I'm going to get the inheritance anyway, so it's coming to me anyway, so I might as well take it now. And there are just many excuses that children might have for actually robbing from their own parents. And then he says, that's man is a companion to a destroyer. He's just like someone who goes around destroying things. That's not the way a person should be. And there's really no excuse for one who steals from his parents. And finally, in Proverbs 30 and verse 17, is the last word that Proverbs has to say regarding fathers and mothers, where it says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. So again, this is the warning of the judgment and the bad end that comes to one who mocks his father and who just scorns to listen to and obey his mother. So Proverbs certainly has a lot to say regarding honoring your father and your mother. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ had something to say regarding this as well. In Matthew 15, in verse 4, he repeats this commandment. He says, "For God commanded, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." So he reminds them this is what God commanded. But then he says in verse 5, "But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or his mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." So this was one of the strikes that the Lord had against the scribes and the Pharisees, is that they weren't honoring their father or mother, and the money that they should have given to take care of their father and mother, they were claiming that was dedicated to God, so they couldn't give it to their father and mother. So clearly the Lord considers it is a duty of children, that part of honoring your father and your mother is to care for them financially when they're old or when they're not able to do so. I don't think that means you have to spend all your money on your parents or just give them things whenever they want. But you certainly need to take care of them. You certainly need to benefit them when they're poor and when they need your help. That's just part of honoring them. And certainly they have supported and taken care of you when you were too young to do it yourself. So the Lord gave his stamp of approval to this idea that we need to honor our parents. And yet the Lord also qualified this. And I think this is important too. In Matthew 10, verse 37, where he tells his disciples, and he says, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So clearly this idea of honoring has limits. That ultimately the one we honor first, and the one we love first, and the one we obey first, and the one we respect first, is God. And is our Lord Jesus Christ. We put him first. So we need to honor our parents, but we don't honor them more than God. Finally, we ask, well, what about this dispensation? How does God want children to treat their parents now that the dispensational dividing line has occurred and God is no longer working with Israel, but he's working with all nations? What's God's word regarding fathers and mothers today? In Ephesians 6 and verse 1, Paul speaks in this issue, of course, through the Holy Spirit, when he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." So Paul tells the children they are to obey their parents, and that's right. And he reminds them of this command, honor your father and mother. He says which is the first commandment. Now, we've noticed that that's actually the fifth commandment. But there are, we could really split the Ten Commandments into two sections. The first four are regarding men's relationship with God, and the last six are regarding men's relationship with each other. And this is the first commandment of that last six. But he could also mean that this is the very important commandment. And it's could mean that this is the first one with a promise attached to it. And it is. And the promise, he says, is that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Now, I think that's correct, and that's a good translation. Understand the word for earth and for land is the same in Greek. But notice he's talking about living long on the earth. And remember back in Exodus, it was live long on the land the Lord your God shall give you. Well, we, in this day and in this dispensation, especially as Gentile believers, not as those who are descended from Israel, we have no hope of living in the land that the Lord God gave to Israel. And yet Paul modifies his promise for us, and he says, if you honor your father and your mother, you will live long on the earth. And I don't think that's talking about this life. Certainly some honor their father and mother, and yet get in a car accident or whatever. That's no guarantee of long life. But this is talking about the life to come. That honoring your father and mother is important in God's sight, and important regarding the life to come, and the promise of God that you may live long on the earth when that kingdom comes, if you honor your father and mother. So this is clearly an important command to God. It was an important one of the Ten Commandments. It was the first one regarding people's relationship with each other. It was the first one that had a promise attached to it. And it's one that God repeated even in writing to us today in the book of God's present purpose, the book of Ephesians, and reminding us of that promise, that if we too honor our father and mother, that we will live long on the earth in God's kingdom to come. So may we all do this. May we all consider the importance of this. May we all honor our father and our mother.